angels, we're going to talk about angels today. You know, when I first met David, he called me an angel too, but I don't think it's the same as in the Bible. Or I think maybe I changed a little bit on that. Wasn't quite the little angel that I was supposed to be. So I'm just going to point out some scriptures about angels, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what God's going to do for us. In 2:1, thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day he rested from all of his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of the creation that he had done. Didn't really say specifically about angels, but he puts angels in charge. Colossians 1:16. For by him and all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He created the angels. As we all know, Lucifer was an archangel, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. And he wanted more and more, and that didn't work out for him. Let me go to Luke. From the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage, and they can no longer die, for they are like the angels. They are God's children, since they are children of the resurrection. But in the account of the bush, even Moses showed the dead Moses showed that the dead rise, for he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. We're going to jump back in Revelations real quick. Revelations 4:8. Okay. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around. Even under his wings, day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." That's what angels do constantly. They're constantly praising God the Father in heaven. Mm-hmm. And I know I have a guardian angel. There's been times where just there is no way that something didn't happen unless a guardian angel stood in. And God assigns us each a guardian angel. So we need to be fortunate for that and feel fortunate for that.
Amen.
Because it's so true. We have angels all around us. Haven't you been to some place and you just... You may be by yourself, and all of a sudden you just feel something around you and just close to you. Mm-hmm. And you think, what is that nice feeling? We have angels around us all the time. In our other church that we used to go to a long time ago, right after I got saved, we were all in a meeting that night, and this man walked in. And he said, "God wants me to tell you such and such, such and such." And, you know, we received it. It was good. And, I mean, we turned around and that guy was gone. I really think he was just an angel. We couldn't find him anywhere. We followed out. We looked in the parking lot. Do you remember that, David? We went and looked in the parking lot. We looked through the building. He was gone. And I think, you know, it says in the Bible that sometimes we entertain the angels. And God tests us to, not, well, that's a test us, but he sees how we react to people and helping people. Mm-hmm. So angels are all around. Revelation 14:6. Then I saw another angel flying in midair, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water." A second angel followed and said, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, which made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her adulteries." A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast in his image and receives it on the forehead or on the hand, two will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath." If you look back, who was it that told Isaac? Yeah, right. Abraham. Who confronted Abraham and told him to take his son up to that mountain to give him as a sacrifice? An angel came to him. Who told Mary that she was going to have a baby and stuff like that? It was an angel. God sends his angels. There's all through the Bible angels everywhere, and those are my two little angels sitting over there. So anyway, I just want to talk about angels a little bit. We are not alone at any time, okay? We are never alone. God left the Holy Spirit with us to live in our hearts. He left his angels to watch over us, to protect us. Now, I've heard people say this, you know, we do it too. We, you know, ask the angel to protect us while we're in the car to and from. But if the speed limit's 50 and you're going 75, I think the angels will probably kind of leave you. Because we need to obey the laws also. But the angels are out there, willing and ready to help you. So I want y'all to feel peace, because there's so many things that God sends us to help us, right?
Amen.
So we're just going to have a prayer, then we're going to get on to the kids want to do something because their parents are going to come. Oh, there's just three. I look back and go, 4 o'clock, I'm so mouthy. But let's have prayer. And if you feel led to pray for someone, then we're going to take out that time to do that, okay? All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your angels. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus that died on the cross for us. Father, thank you for always loving us and not judging us, but Father, helping us to repent and to be obedient. Father, I pray as Judgment Day comes closer and closer that when you look at us, you see just wonderful servants in front of your eyes. I pray, Lord, that our lives are a symbol of what your love is, so we can show others all about your love. Father, I know you're a wrathful God. I know we need to fear you and humble you and honor you. Lord, may we each do that in a very, very way. Each day that we can humble you and respect you and honor you in everything that we do. Father, may we not say things that are not becoming to you. May we not get quick-tempered and say ugly things to other people or do anything, Father. Just help us to have a pure heart to love you. Lord, we just pray. I just feel led right now. We just want to pray for the Thacker home. Father God, I just pray that you just continually to heal Linda, that you give her the strength that she so needs. Thank you for a husband that's there to pick up the pieces, one might say, and try to help her. Father God, I pray so much for his headaches. I pray that if he had a headache today, that it would just be released in Jesus' name. Complete healing in Jesus' name. Father, I know Isabella had to go to the doctor yesterday. I know she had been sick with that bronchitis stuff and having to take the nebulizer. And I just pray that you bless her. And bless Elias. His ear was bothering him today. And bless Kimmy, as she's been so sick this week. Bless David to just help that hip and those legs, and do all the things that you want a pastor to do, Lord. He has such a heart for you and his people here. I pray that you give him the strength and the motivation to continue his dream with you, Father. Thank you for the ones, especially Kathy, that's in there and teaching the younger ones. That's so wonderful, Father. We thank you that this church body is blessed with many people on the outside that want to help. Thank you for the party that's coming up next week. There's so much excitement in the air, but may we remember, Lord, that it's not just getting gifts, it's remembering that you were born a precious, precious baby. We love you and thank you for all you do. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.